At the beginning of November 1985, just 5 weeks after Apple filed suit against him, Jobs wrote Eisenstadt and asked for dispensation. "I spoke with Hartmut Esslinger this weekend, and he suggested I write you a note expressing why I wish to work with him and Frog Design on the new products for Next," he said. Astonishingly, Jobs's argument was that he did not know what Apple had in the works, but Esslinger did. "Next has no knowledge as to the current or future directions of Apple's product designs, nor do other design firms we might deal with, so it is possible to inadvertently design similar-looking products. It is in both Apple's and Next's best interest to rely on Hartmut's professionalism to make sure this does not occur." Eisenstadt recalled being flabbergasted by Jobs's audacity, and he replied curtly, "I have previously expressed my concern on behalf of Apple that you are engaged in a business course which involves your utilization of Apple's confidential business information," he wrote. "Your letter does not alleviate my concern in any way. In fact, it heightens my concern because it states that you have no knowledge as to the current or future directions of Apple's product designs, a statement which is not true."